If you want to be taxed as an S corporation, then you need to file Form 2553. Because I believe most of you are going to want to be taxed as a subchapter S corporation, let's quickly go through 2553 for you. The name would be the name of the LLC. You've got your employer identification number. You know the street address. You know the date that you started business on, the date incorporated, or that your LLC became active. And you know the state that your LLC is established in. You're undoubtedly not going to have already changed the name of your LLC, so you won't check any box there. It then asks you if your election is to be for a tax year beginning on such and such a date. That date is also going to be the date that you established your LLC on. Yes, it's going to be a short tax year if it's not on January 1st, but give them the date that your LLC started or will start. If you are a new LLC, you are always going to be a calendar year tax filer. If you have at least 4 years under your belt, maybe you could change your year end, but to begin with, you're going to have a calendar year. And 99% of LLCs filing as S corporations have tax years which match the calendar year. In your little company, you are not going to have more than 100 shareholders or members. If you do have a situation where you want more than 100 members, then you're going to have to look at it in great detail and figure out if you really want to be taxed as a subchapter S corporation. You're probably going to be the name of the officer that the IRS wants to get a hold of, so again, put your name and your number there as the contact for the IRS. The bottom third of the form is dedicated to those people who have screwed up and they didn't file their 2553 appropriately. That's not going to be you. You're going to have done it right. You file it at the beginning, so just forget about that portion of the form. You then sign, date, and put your title as member or as manager, member manager. You now have finished the first page of part one of the 2553. The election information is basically proof to the IRS that everybody who owns a membership interest in this LLC that's going to be taxed as a subchapter S corporation is qualified to be taxed as a subchapter S guy. That means they basically have to be a warm-blooded American citizen. You're going to give the name, the signature, the date, the number of shares, that would be the percentage of membership interests that the individual holds, and the date that that interest was acquired, that would be the beginning date of the company, the individual's Social Security number, that proves to the IRS that the individual is a warm-blooded American, and the shareholder or the member's tax year. That's always going to be a December 31st date. You now have completed part one of the 2553 form. I want to make one more observation on part one. When you're filling out the election information and you're giving the name of each one of the members who owns the interest in the LLC, I'm going to tell you that your interest should be owned by your living revocable trust. That way, if you die, your family does not have to probate all of your membership interests in the LLC. They can get to the value of the LLC very quickly. If your membership interest is not owned by your living revocable trust, then you die, the family is going to have to go through the probate process in order to claim the assets or the value of the LLC that those membership interests represent. And you don't want your family to have to do that. Well, not all living revocable trusts qualify as subchapter S trusts. They have to be very specially written, and I'm not going to get into that right now. The living revocable trusts I have for you in the Accumulation and Preservation of Wealth set are written as qualified subchapter S trusts. They will qualify. If you get a trust that owns a membership interest that is not a qualified subchapter S trust, then basically the IRS is going to revoke the subchapter S election and you will be taxed as a C corporation, not as a subchapter S. So it's important that you have the right type of trust, but it's also important that you have the trust own your membership interests so that your family does not have to probate those interests when you die. So what you're going to do is not put your name in as the member. You're going to put the trust's name in as the member make sure that you use the words living revocable trust or grantor trust. So it would be the Lee Phillips Grantor Trust or the Lee Phillips Living Revocable Trust. And then when you sign Lee Phillips or your name, trustee slash beneficiary. Now, if I have a number of members and each one of them has a trust that owns their membership interest, you are going to write down for each one of the trusts the income beneficiary's name and address and the trust's name and address. You may have to attach an additional piece of paper to the 2553. Let's go on to part two. Part two is really easy. If you're a new company and haven't been around for at least 47 months, you're just going to ignore part two. Part three of the 2553 asks for information concerning trusts that own the membership interests. This is specifically a subchapter S qualified trust, QSST trust. Now remember, your living revocable trust that you put as the owner back up in section two is a grantor trust. You are the trustee slash beneficiary. The trust they're referring to here is a trust where we do not have the same trustee and the same beneficiary. If it's the same guy, don't worry about part three of the 2553. If we have a trust where there is a different individual as trustee and a second individual as beneficiary, then you're going to have to worry about section three of the 2553. Otherwise, just ignore it. You have now told the IRS that you want to be taxed as a corporation, specifically under subchapter S of the IRS code. The 8832, the 2553 have to be filed quickly after you form the company. The 2553 has to be in no more than 2 months and 15 days after you form the company. If you don't get it in that amount of time, chances are the IRS is not going to let you make the subchapter S election, at least not in the first year. So that means you want to send in your 8832 or your 2553 basically as soon as you get your tax ID number. The 8832 says that you want to be taxed under Chapter C of the IRS code, or the 2553 says that you want to be taxed under Subchapter S of the IRS code. These are time-critical elements of your LLC formation, so don't mess up on them. Let's go on. We now have our LLC established, and we have it taxed as a Subchapter S corporation.